You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
The enemy is only after attacking your future. Think about it. Your past has already happened. Your present's here now. But he doesn't want your future, your destiny to take place. It's so important to understand that. And not only that, that he has no full reign over you. If you're a believer, everything is Father filtered. And sometimes those attacks come, but they only have a certain time frame. As a matter of fact, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about that the enemy, when he attacks you, that there's a limited time. There is a shelf life to that attack. And he's talking on the Jim Baker Show. As a matter of fact, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
We want to join right now. This is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about, and this is so good. Listen, this is going to encourage you if you're under attack right now or you're going to be in the future, and you will, that there's a shelf life to it. And this is right in the middle of the Brownsville Revival. You know, we were there with mm-hmm. him and going through the times, and there's so many good things happening, but at the same time, difficult things were happening, but it only lasted for a short period of time. If you're a pastor, if you're a leader, if you're a parent, this is going to make sense to you. It's going to encourage you. Let's listen now to Pastor John Kilpatrick talk specifically about he's after your future.
Satan's attack against you will always be in regard to your future, not your past.
That's right.
Satan's attack against you will usually be in regard to your future, not your past. Your past is done. You've already lived your past. Your past is finished. The history's written on it. Everybody knows about it. It's finished. Who cares?
Yes.
But the future is why the devil will attack you, because he sees your future path.
Wow.
Not attacking you over your past path. So, one day I was going through something, and I was so weary with attack. I was so weary, you know, just people that I had loved and respected and given money to their ministries was some of the very people that the devil was using to attack me and Steve during the Brownsville Revival. And it was really just a painful thing to have to endure.
Yeah.
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm so weary of attack. I'm so weary of being attacked by people that I love and people that don't really even know me. They don't even know the details.
Exactly.
And they're talking against me like they know me. They don't even know me.
Exactly.
And I said, Lord, how long is this going to last? And the Lord said something to me I'll never forget. He said, son, you know, you go into a grocery store and you pick up a can, or you go to the meat department and you pick up the meat and you look on there and there's a date on there. And he said, that date tells you when that can expires, and it tells you when that meat expires. Don't fool with it after that date. He said, every attack that you go through has a shelf life.
Take a big sigh of relief. Just take a big...
Wow. Every attack that the devil brings against you is not open-ended. It will not last forever. It has a shelf life. And when that shelf life is up, time's up. Things are going to change and start evolving for the better. It may be a month. It may be 6 weeks. There at the end at Brownsville, I got to where my attacks lasted about 2 years, almost 2 years. My attack got to where when I would go through them, it would have about a two-year lifespan. But after that 2 years, here's what I came to understand. I was sitting on the platform one day, and the newspapers had just about tried to destroy me and Steve. And I was sitting on the platform. I didn't hardly know my name. I mean, I was there, major revivals at my church. The world is coming. Planes are landing in Pensacola. Buses are lined up outside. Thousands of people outside. Some can't even get in. Major things are happening. Souls are being saved. Bodies are being healed. I'm sitting there as the pastor. I don't even hardly know my name because I'm under such attack. And I remember Brother David Ravenhill came over to me when I was sitting on the platform, and he kissed me on the side of my head, and he spoke in my ear, and he said, Brother John, he said, I'm going to tell you like my daddy, Leonard Ravenhill, told me. He said, you never come into your fullest anointing until you go through your greatest attack.
Oh, God.
Mm.
He said, you never come into your fullest anointing until you go through your greatest attack.
Wow.
He said, I promise you, He said, this is going to work in your favor. And what I thought was going to destroy that revival, it was so vicious. Yeah. The newspapers was so vicious. And they called Steve a liar, and they said that me and Steve got together before the revival started, and we planned the whole thing.
Oh.
And that we paid people to come in and act like that they were healed and all this kind of stuff. And I did good till I passed by one morning to go to work at Brownsville, and my son was reading the newspaper. He was getting ready to go to school and had the newspaper spread out on the kitchen counter like this right here. And he was had his head in his hands like that, and he was reading the newspaper. And I noticed that the newspaper was wet, and it was his tears.
Oh.
And he was reading things about his dad and about the evangelist that he loved and about that revival that was going on in his church. And tears was all over the newspaper. And whenever he read all that, it so affected me. Mm-hmm. You know, it just so affected me. And I thought, how in the world can they do this? Mm-hmm. But what I thought was going to destroy the church actually was fuel. It didn't destroy it whatsoever. Matter of fact, it didn't even turn it. That thing had gotten so much momentum, it began to leapfrog into greater and greater and greater. The crowds grew, the miracles grew, and the presence of God grew. So don't
Thank
be discouraged.
God. Yes.
Don't be discouraged.
Thank
I don't care what you're going through.
Yes.
And I don't care what the devil intends to destroy you and he means it for evil. God will take that thing and use it for fuel to bless you. Be encouraged today. Amen.
Amen.
That's so true and so powerful. First, you know, being part of the Brownsville Revival,
yeah.
It was very legitimate. It was the most amazing thing. When God shows up, everything changes. You know, one of the themes of revival was more
Lord
more yeah. of God, because more of God solves anything. But more of God, you know, shows up, and it's, you know, God is power. God is a spirit. God's presence is powerful. If you read about his throne room in Revelation chapter 4, it's just all this activity is going on. But when we are just, you know, electrical systems, basically, with a nervous system and that type of thing, if you see somebody that has seizures, they're having all these firings of their synaptic nerves and things are moving because of the electrical presence of what's happening in their mind. Well, God is just like this charge. And different things happen to different folks, and that, you know, some people wept and some people laughed and some people, you know, cried and worshiped. And at one time in unison, we would just all go into one direction with God. It was like heaven in regards to the things that were going. A river of God's glory would come through, and you could literally, sometimes it was like maybe you would say about 6 inches deep, and imagine the entire floor you're in right now was 6 inches deep in water. But it wasn't water, it was like a low electrical current. And wherever God's presence was like that, it literally turned your joints into rubber. So they didn't even work.
Yeah.
And
if you could stand.
If you could stand.
If you could stand.
And you would end up sometimes falling and under the presence of God. It didn't hurt. God would just sometimes speak to you. But the rest, the peaceful rest that you would get in the glory of God, it was like a weighty blanket.
Yeah.
But think about this. While all this was going on, you know, some wild, I can't even tell you all the things that happened. There's just tons of things.
And the souls are being saved.
Every single night.
Night after night after night after night. It was a place where the
heavens
were open.
The camera's got to catch up with there. Go, camera.
Hey, the heavens were open.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Salvation was happening every single night. Thousands upon thousands of people. Same message every night.
Well, not the same message, well, but at the same goal of the message.
Salvation message.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. There wasn't, you know, it was a salvation message. It wasn't like a surprise. And yet it was just the anointing, the Holy Spirit, bringing everyone in to salvation. So
but
the enemy's not going to like that.
But, you know, it wasn't just salvation. It was what we're being saved from, which he would talk about sin.
Yes.
You know, sin. And the big thing about it was sin in the church.
Yeah.
You know, God doesn't tell the world to straighten up. He tells us his church to repent and turn from our wicked ways. But, you know, pastors were getting saved. Pastors' sons who took over the church and just kind of figured out what their father did. They were getting saved for the first time. People that have backslidden were getting saved. I think every night we got saved.
Yeah.
You know, the altar calls were so strong. The draw was so strong. And it's not like a man was doing it. I mean, God has just anointed this moment in time. It's a kairos moment. It's a moment where God just anoints, like during the Jesus movement. You know, Bill Johnson says you could almost say, you know,
anything.
a little rhyme or something, and people become running to God because it was that timing. And that's coming. But while it was happening, you know, attacks were coming in. And like he's talking about, you know, God gave him the wisdom. This is so important. There's a shelf life to it. Because you have to know that, because the attacks are so strong. everything in you says it's over, or you want it to be over, or you don't care. Remember, you and I have a conversation going to Texas one year, I think, or Louisiana. I said, you know, you were talking about, you know, I said, it doesn't matter whether you rust out or you're out, you're out.
Out is out.
But some people want to get out.
Yeah.
They actually sabotage their ministry or their walk with the Lord because what happens is.
Oh, so naive, was I said? Yeah, people really want to do that? They want to do that? Remember that?
You were early on in the walk of the Lord. And that of course, who attacks you when you make a mistake quite often is the religious folks. And so here, a man who cried out for revival, somebody who has tons of integrity, has always prided himself in a humble way on doing what's right, very orderly church. That's why we knew, hey, this is something, because he went down to the glory of God. And that God used him to be able to shepherd this amazing, powerful move of God that the whole world was touched.
Not only the whole world was touched, and then you have so many of people that got touched that were reintroduced to the Lord, but people that didn't know the Lord, and they were basking and enjoying the presence of God, not understanding that there was a price to be paid.
Right.
You know, that someone was paying the price. You look back 20 years later and go, my.
I remember a young guy with his, he was sitting in the hallway during at Brownsville, and his elbows was on his knees. He was a student at the Brownsville Bible School of Ministry, and he's shaking his head going, when is all this going to stop? When is it going to stop, right? And he was waiting for this profound answer from me. And I said, it's never going to stop. You're just not going to feel it anymore.
That's right.
But what's really important to understand, what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick and what we are communicating to you, is the fact that it only will last for a certain time. Understand, even Hitler, when Hitler was doing his evil on the face of the earth, that was only about 7 years. Even at the Antichrist, when that's looking at about a 7-year reign, even that's going to be cut in half. You're looking at so many different things, but it just feels like it. Within a day, a hurricane may last for 24 hours, but it takes sometimes 40 years to recover. So if you hold on, it doesn't matter what you're feeling. You don't have to give in to your feelings or your emotions. Don't go seek counsel from people like Job. People came to comfort Job because they'll tell you things that agree with the attack that's going on. Just hold on. You know, go to bed that night. Don't think about it. Don't think you got to do anything religious. Just survive the time. Hold your post, stand your ground. If you preach, preach. If you have a company, go to work and do your work. If you're a husband or a wife, just continue to be a husband or wife during that time. Your children are getting all weird and getting all whack, and what's going on? Just don't come down on it too hard. Just trust God through all that period of time. You'll all of a sudden, if you perceive the attack wrong and define your future about what the enemy's doing, when all of a sudden it's up, you can't even experience your future because you messed it all up because he wanted you to twist what's going on. So if you got to be quiet, you know, we were getting ready for a big Next Step Outback where we had the father and son camping trips and all the things that we were doing. And we had a 70 plus people on a steering committee and we had different leaders from all seven mountains sitting at these tables. And one deputy that was there, you know, it takes a lot of faith to do these huge events, you know, feed 5,000 meals in a weekend, that type of thing. And this one deputy began to speak all this. It's not going to happen the next day. And he's speaking all this doubt out. And immediately a sergeant with the U.S. Army gets up. He grabs duct tape up, pulls this duct tape up, and he's about to stick it over this deputy's mouth.
That.
Yeah, and he goes,
oh,
he shuts up. And you know what happened? Happened just like it
That's
was planned.
Right.
God showed up. Hearts were changed. You can find out more at nextstepoutback.org. Yeah. You can see that on your screen. And watch what took place. It's just so powerful. Matter of fact, if you approach program coming up this week,
stay tuned.
We're going to be
talking
about that.
We got some good stuff.
We got to go to break. What's next? Comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on this. Are you under attack? Have you experienced that before? Are you understanding how you need? Let's encourage each other in the community. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Also, don't forget to go to iTunes and rate our app, our VFN TV, VFNKB app, because if you rate it, we appreciate it. Also, we're going to give a shout out to as many as we can coming up. But also, it raises us up where other people get to get exposed to our podcast. We get the podcast, television, broadcast, cable. But we want everybody to be able to hear whatever platform possible.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.